for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
My bank called me, and there were some charges on my bank card that I did not make. That's to you guys.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
61738.
First and last name?
My name is Pam Fever. It would have been underneath. I go by Pamela Fever.
What other name would it be showing under?
It's showing at Pam Fever. And when I order stuff, I always use Pamela.
And who? I'm saying that's not what's showing. So what other name would be showing? Are you married? Do you have a husband?
Gary.
Yeah, that's what I have.
With two R's.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pardon
and
me?
Then that's what I have. So it's in his name. Verify your address for security purposes.
464 West Main Street, El Paso, Illinois. And he said he did not order anything.
Well, it has his name
because
on it.
He doesn't even have a website on his phone, or he doesn't even go out on the internet on our computer.
All right, so what's been signed up for under your husband's name is a product called Keto Extend and Keto Extend Cleanse, and he's stating that he never signed up for this, nor you?
Correct.
All right, so do you have these products?
No, I do not. He has a heart issue, and I have a kidney issue, so we would have never signed up for those.
Okay. All right, so basically you're stating that someone compromised your information and signed you up for this product?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll get you canceled out. I'll transfer you to fraud, and they'll handle it from there. You can let them know that you did not sign up for this, and you don't have any product.
Okay.
Give me one second. Give me one second. I'm still getting everything canceled out for you.
Okay. Yeah, because it was so weird because if it's under his name, it was my card that was used.
I know. That's why I thought maybe, that's why I said, did your husband sign up for this?
That's weird.
We've been getting a lot of accounts like that. It is so totally weird. I know. I'm like, how is that happening?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because he has his own card. So.
Yeah, that's what people have been saying. They're like, because, you know, we have our own card, so, you know, we wouldn't need to use somebody else's. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fraud going on. These hackers, let me tell you, they have been on it since the pandemic. That's why I tell people you better be careful and watch your account because they have definitely been, and it makes no sense. I don't understand. You know, why don't you just go get a job, you know, or something?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because we all work hard for our money.
I know, and nobody has time for somebody that wants to take it. It just irks me. All right, so I'm going to get you transferred to fraud, and they'll handle it from there for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.